Since talk of gun legislation in Congress came to a standstill last month, the Takeaway has been following efforts to combat gun violence at the local level. We looked at Kansas City last week in the aftermath of a shooting that killed four people. Today, we turn to a city that has historically seen high levels of gun violence, Chicago. So far, the national debate on gun legislation has included talk of red flag laws, limiting assault weapons, and background checks. But in Chicago, the focus is more on community outreach programs. And those work by
using outreach workers who are indigenous to the community, who often have lived life experiences such as formerly being incarcerated, formerly being parts of street gangs. We use those folks to then go back into the community, establish relationships.
That's Chris Patterson, Senior Director of Policy and Programs at Nonviolence Chicago. The organization works to reduce gun violence by identifying and working with the most vulnerable community members using counseling, nonviolence training, and conflict mediation. But there are limits to its resources.
Trauma, past trauma, is not being addressed. I think it's one of those gaps, right? We're really not able to help people with their mental health, and we're also not able to help with housing. And I think this is some of the dilemmas that programs such as ours are facing. There's not enough resources, financial resources, that go towards endeavors like this. So right now, we've got the philanthropy community pitching in and creating what it is that we have and see today. But that's not sustainable over years. So we say that government has a responsibility to clean this up.
But despite those limitations, data from the Chicago Police showed that these efforts could still be making a real difference. In September, Chicago saw its lowest number of shootings and murders in 4 years. I talked to The Trace's Chicago-based reporter Brian Frescos about ongoing efforts to reduce community gun violence and how these outreach programs work.
For the most part, they focus on identifying individuals who are at the greatest risk of either being perpetrators or victims of shootings. And they take those individuals, they bring them into a program, and they focus on providing them jobs, housing, therapy, to really address the crisis that a lot of them are experiencing in their neighborhoods and put them on a different path.
Often when we talk about gun violence, what makes the headlines at least are what we describe as mass shootings, the ones where people are in public spaces and sort of, you know, being indiscriminately killed often. And I'm thinking of things like El Paso and Dayton. But what are the primary concerns regarding gun violence in Chicago today?
Yeah, well, the primary concerns that we see here in Chicago are shootings, you know, where one, two, three people are dying at a time. This violence is tightly confined, I should say, to specific blocks on the south and west sides. I mean, it's that tightly clustered. And these are areas that have experienced generations of disinvestment, where unemployment is high, education is poor, and there just aren't a lot of opportunities for people. They have really like no other choice than to turn to the illegal economy, and that's where they're more at risk of getting shot or picking up a gun themselves.
As we know, when we talk about gun violence, at the national level at least, there was a conversation about gun legislation at the national level that started back again after El Paso and Dayton. Those conversations have not gone anywhere yet, and there is the usual gridlock in Congress. What do Chicago residents think about that?
Well, I think that there are a lot of people who certainly would like to see action on the national level or on the state level even. There has been a push in the state legislature to pass a number of bills. Most recently, there was an effort to tighten up the gun licensing system. Illinois is one of the few states where you have to have a gun license to own a gun. But as we saw in February, when we had a mass shooting in Aurora, Illinois, where five people were killed, that gunman was able to obtain a license despite having a felony conviction out of state. So that shooting really underscored the loopholes in the system. And there has been an effort on the state level to crack down on that. But, you know, Chicago doesn't sit on an island. A majority of the guns that are recovered at crime scenes here flow in from other states, mostly states like Indiana, Mississippi, Wisconsin. So even if there was action to tighten up gun restrictions on the state level, you would still see those guns flowing in. However, you know, in the absence of that, while people are waiting for that to happen, there's this big push here in the city to get more resources for the community-based violence prevention groups. Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who took office in May, she talked about gun violence along different terms that we hadn't seen administrations talk about in the past. She talked about approaching gun violence from a public health perspective, and that is, you know, treating it like a virus that can be contained if you address the underlying factors that make certain people more susceptible. And so what a lot of groups want to see is her put more money towards, you know, these programs that focus on propping up individuals who are most at risk of committing shootings or being shot themselves. She's going to be coming out with a budget proposal here in the next couple of weeks, and we'll wait and see what that contains. I should say, though, that the city is facing a $838 million budget shortfall. So there is, you know, a lot of people are just waiting to see what her budget will contain and how much funding her administration is going to be able to put towards the groups that she promised to support during her campaign.
So we've talked about a lack of movement on gun legislation at the national level, but have we seen any increase in national attention to gun violence at the local level?
We have seen community gun violence enter more into the national conversation in recent months. There were a couple of House subcommittee hearings recently on the issue of community gun violence. We've also seen a number of Democratic presidential candidates talk about this issue. Joe Biden, possibly most famously, his plan that he recently put forward to combat gun violence would provide $900 million for community-based gun violence prevention. But there is still a lot of frustration that, you know, these shootings that are happening every single day in communities around Chicago, around the U.S., are not filtering more into the national dialogue.
Brian Frescos is a reporter at The Trace based in Chicago. Brian, thanks so much.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.